The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and absolutely most grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. We're the Fanatic Organics. You've probably heard about us. And Alive and Well is our message. Fabulous place, wonderful formulas, terrific prices, great organic combinations from Alive and Well, and all kinds of broad spectrum. And we are right there hand in hand with our best buddy, and it is the Broth Cafe, the Broad Spectrum Broth Cafe Restaurant.
That's right.
The cafe restaurant, the whole thing, organic, up, down, sideways, you name it. It's all there in a very comfortable, wonderful air conditioning setting. A marble table around there.
Marble bar.
No, well, you know, no hard stuff. But delicious, organic,
right.
Local juice.
You want to get juice, this isn't the bar.
No, that's it.
The real bar is this. This is the juice bar.
Yes, and okay. It's broad spectrum, then, because we really have to, a very important point is, you know, people sometimes think, well, maybe if I had to be a vegetarian, or I have to be vegan, or I have to be this. No. It's the organic choices are broad spectrum. Whether you are vegan or vegetarian or non-vegetarian, will be wild fish, organic chicken, or organic meats, or organic vegan and vegetarian dishes. And remember too that what we are in immense gratitude to our affiliation and our friendship and our connection with the local Maui organic farmers. Every single day, the magnificent produce is brought in, not for the usage in all of the different dishes, but also the high concentration juices. Can you talk about that?
High concentration. We've got a juice machine which surpasses any other juicer that there is, because they serve freshly served juices at the bar, right, at the broth. But if you want to take juices home in glass jars in the refrigerator, is juiced vegetables and all kinds
beets,
of combinations.
Beets, everything like that, yes.
Which from our super juicer extractor in the other room, right? So it's phenomenal, the deep concentration of nutrients harvested in a glass of that juice.
Yes.
It's phenomenal stuff. And delicious.
Delicious, like all the wonderful food choices. And the, oh my gosh, you can't get better, and can't get better prices, and can't get better anywhere, anything. That's what you need. You need that for you. And the Fanatic Organics are telling you that.
Let's it's start better by than saying, anything.
You know, we want to start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctors area. We are and intensely grateful to the holistically minded and even those that aren't medical doctors who have found out what great nutrients can do for you in clinical trials. We love to bring that information to you. Love to share that.
And they may not be medical doctors, but they're medical research. They're holistic research scientists,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
They may not have an MD after their name, and they may have an MD after their name. The MDs that we follow are those who espouse the natural organic way of eating and rebuilding cellular health.
Right.
Keep in mind, everything about you is a conglomeration, an amalgam of individual microscopic, can't see them, are they really there, cells. And the whole idea of holistic nutrition is to feed and nourish and nurture those cells.
Right.
That creates new healthy cells, and that creates a new healthy you.
You know, and remember too, even when you're hearing this quote from the different doctors, et cetera, they always list all the medical clinical trials that have proven and have established what those nutrients can do.
Absolutely.
In clinical, all those, they call it the references, and all the clinical trials are cited. And that's exactly what Al Sears, MD, medical doctor Al Sears, is quoting. And this is exactly what he is quoting right now about how wonderful these nutrients are. And as he says here, take these supplements to transform your brain health. Take these supplements to transform your brain health. That's Al Sears, MD, and quoting the references in clinical trials. And he says, quote, I recommend two nutrients you should always take to prevent and fight Alzheimer's disease. Even if you haven't been diagnosed with this condition, these nutrients will transform the health of your brain and protect you. Here's what he says. The top of the list. Acetyl L-carnitine, ALC. This is an amino acid, and multiple studies show that prevents brain aging and slows the progress of existing brain diseases, and all the clinical trials cited. ALC promotes brain health, says the doctor, by restoring the function of nerve growth factor, NGF, a protein produced in your brain. It controls the growth and maintenance of the neurons in your brain, the nerve cells. As you get older, he says, your levels of NGF, okay, that he just told you, nerve growth factor, as you get older, go down. Research shows that the decline in NGF leads to a major drop in the way brain cells perform. No good. Want a good performance of the brains, all right? And the loss of this growth factor can lead to degenerative brain diseases like Alzheimer's. ALC, acetyl L-carnitine, reverses this decline and promotes the survival and growth of your neurons. And he quotes all the clinical trials. Like NGF, your levels of acetyl L-carnitine decrease with age. And studies show this puts you at risk for brain degeneration. But take ALC as a supplement.
ALC, acetyl L-carnitine. How does it do its job? Well, you've heard me probably speak too much of ad nauseum about the mitochondria that are in every cell in your body, okay? I'll say it one more time, simply because it's the basis of all building health programs. And that is that every cell in your body, whether it's a skin cell, a brain cell, a heart cell, a liver cell, a little toenail cell, whatever it is, every invisible cell contains, within that parameter of that cell, contains mitochondria. The mitochondria create energy for that one invisible cell. And multiply that by the hundreds of godzillions of numbers of cells, invisible cells suddenly become visible. In the brain, for instance, which is the most highly concentrated source of mitochondria per cell, guess what? How many invisible mitochondria are contained in one invisible brain cell? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Give it to me.
It is 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell.
Give me
cell.
The 10,000 for each cell. Come on. Hey, come on. I need them. I need them.
Well, acetyl L-carnitine and R-alpha lipoic acid along with it, acetyl L-carnitine creates new, strong, juvenile mitochondria.
Okay. As
if you're not a juvenile, you don't have juvenile mitochondria. If you're an octogenarian, you have octogenarian mitochondria.
Ooh, they've gone to sleep.
Slow down a little
get
bit.
Get them up, get them up, get them up, get them up.
And the whole idea, you have mitochondrial death, and you have mitochondrial creation. You don't make at an older age, whatever the older age is, you don't make them like you did when you were a kid. But the acetyl L-carnitine amplifies the production of the mitochondrial density of every cell in your brain and your eyes and your feet. Okay.
Right, and it remember, it just like you've said, Dan, restores the function of nerve growth factor, which maintains those neurons and nerve cells. And I was so tremendously overwhelmed years ago when I learned that the leading nutrient, it's a substance. That's what the doctors across Europe for more than a half a century have used, acetyl L-carnitine and R-lipoic acid. Acetyl L-carnitine, because of the acetyl form, is it passes the blood-brain barrier and gets in there and does its work. The acetyl form also does that for the heart. So it's a great thing for the heart. It's also terrific for your liver because the barriers, it crosses that, helps the liver break down toxins and triglycerides, helps the brain and helps the heart.
And
it's
also
a leader in Europe.
And also helps your skin.
Really?
And also helps muscles. And also helps with every other cell, invisible though it may be. It helps with every cell in your body to maintain the proper energy creative capabilities that you had when you were younger, okay? That's acetyl L-carnitine, along with all the other healthy nutrients as well.
Well,
acetyl L-carnitine and R-alpha-lipoic acid put the whole game together.
Right, and what Dr. Sears lists as his top, is the EPA, DHA, he says what you and I have said, Den. I don't think he's quoting us. He's quoting clinical trials.
And we are also quoting clinical trials.
Clinical trials.
When we talk about it.
Let's talk a little clearer, okay? Hey, gosh. Well, this is what Dr. Sears says. He says, he mentions the two fatty acids from fish oil, EPA and DHA. He says, your brain is 60% fat.
That's right.
Have we said it?
So when I call you a fathead, it's a compliment, darling.
Okay. Thank you. And these omega-3s make up 40% of the fat of your brain. Mm-hmm. The omega-3 fats combat brain shrinkage and prevent memory loss.
And inflammation.
Right. And he says here, the specific kind of omega-3s, DHA and EPA, have been shown to help slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease and even prevent it. Clinical trials showed Alzheimer's patients who took high DHA and EPA each day experienced almost immediate memory improvement. I tell patients to boost their omega-3s with the highest quality fish oil.
And who has that?
Tell them, dear. I'm going to give you the stage on this one. Give you the stage.
You're not going to interrupt me at all.
No, I'm not. I'll be dancing in the background with fancy costumes and clarinets and music
and
like we used to do.
Yes, okay.
Well, you never danced in the background.
I was always
You stood up there under the light and you would sing the songs and you would do the acting. Mm-hmm. But if I would do the dancing in the background.
With the feather fan and hoping.
Gorgeous dresses,
gotcha.
Beautiful lights.
Oh.
And besides that, you know...
What's the question?
I just want to say, you know, it's interesting because we were talking, we have a thing, all kinds of amazing reports about NAC+ and all the benefits it can do, okay? All the incredible benefits.
But you asked
me
a particular question regarding EPA, DHA.
Oh, I wanted to know, because about the purity and everything, the molecular distillation,
aha.
I want you to talk about how that, there's
okay.
never a toxin.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, as you know, EPA and DHA are derived from fish oil, primarily. That's the major source. And we have the super pure omega-3 fish oils at Alive and Well. And they're of utmost, the highest potency of EPA and DHA per capsule. And what holistic physicians recommend is that you get a goodly supply of these EPA and DHA components on a daily basis, because what do? They reduce inflammation. They reduce lubrication of your eyes, of your brains, of your heart, of your liver, of your little toe. All of these things, the capillary wall integrity is maintained by EPA and DHA because it reduces the inflammatory effect that's going on in your body 24 hours a day. And reduces that fire, and reducing the fire in the I mean, again, we're talking arterioles, we're talking capillaries,
yes, yes,
which are
yes.
just as microscopic as the cells themselves, okay? So when you put out a little bit of a fire and a little bit of excess heat, then that little capillary can let the blood flow more naturally through that passageway into the individual cells to nourish them with oxygen and all the vitamins and nutrients that are required to maintain vibrant, alive health.
And you know, and the molecular distillation is the only kind of purity that has been no trace of any contaminant from the sea right. ever, and no chemical ever used. Okay,
for sure,
and that's
yeah.
what it is. And also, what you need to be aware of is to look at the concentration in the fish oil, mm-hmm. how much EPA and DHA, which are the two ingredients that make do all the things that you need for them to do.
That's
how
right.
high is the concentration?
You got it, baby. And that's and that's what you get with the Alive and Well.
That's right.
Super Omega 3.
That's and along with a terrific price. And you know, it's interesting because we're talking about brain problems, and here's a medical report here with clinical trials cited, and one of the things, it's a whole list, which we'll get to in a minute, but they say that the NAC Plus is proven effective against brain problems. And NAC Plus benefits every part of your body, they say, including your brain. Now it turns out it has specific power to help out with Parkinson's disease and other brain pathologies. And they list
is a brain pathology, okay? And it's, again, the NAC Plus is remarkable in that it is a major antioxidant. It is a major mitochondrial prompter inducer, creating new mitochondria. It's the mitochondria that keep us going, folks. All the energy is created in every little microscopic cell, amplified by the number of godzillion numbers of those little microscopic cells, are recreated and regenerated by, again, NAC+.
Right, and you know, it's what is amazing. We keep learning. I love this experience of getting these clinical trials and reporting on radio continuously weekly, because we keep learning. You think you know everything because there's all kinds of benefits and you can bring this, but here, I didn't know this, but they're talking about the med and all the clinical trials, and they see produces benefits for skin problems. Review studies at Loyola University showed that NAC Plus clears up acne and protects the skin from sun damage.
I didn't know that.
I mean, they go on into the heart and everything else, but I didn't know that it had an effect on acne.
Nor I wish I'd known that when I was 12 years old.
Right. We all wish we'd known that at some point. And, you know, so, but I would like you to read, Dan, and start by reading this in a second here. Because they introduce this, the doctors are introducing this, Dr. Joseph McCullough introducing, he says the NAC Plus boosts production of glutathione, the essential antioxidant that reduces free radical damage, that's terrorist destructive
Repeat
damage.
Repeat that. That is so important. That is so, so, so important.
N-acetylcysteine Plus boosts, that brings boost production of glutathione, the essential antioxidant that reduces free radical damage. That's terrorist destruction.
And free radicals create inflammation.
Right, and it plays a major role.
Inflammation, again, we're talking microscopic
stuff here,
folks.
That's right.
Excess heat is inflammation
that's
to a
right.
microscopic cell.
That's right.
And that excess heat does what? It burns it up. It inflames it. It destroys it.
They're terrorists.
This one day to a lady about inflammation, and she says, "You mean every cell is that fragile that in a little bit of excess heat created within that metabolic activity is going to burn up that cell?" I said, "Without the right antioxidants, without the right anti-inflammatories, that's what happens." Say all holistic physicians, and she said this. She brought this up. That's like for every microscopic cell, that's like Lahaina in every cell in my body. And I said, I couldn't have said it better.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that is what inflammation does for the cells in your body and your brain and your eyes and your heart, every cell in your body. Inflammation is an inferno which creates the source of all disease.
Right.
Say every biochemist in the world.
Okay, so just like he's listing here, the essential glutathione that NAC Plus produces reduces the free radical damage. Free radicals used to be called like terrorists, just utter destruction, and plays a major role in the detoxification of heavy metals and other harmful substances. People are always worried about that. Couldn't be a better detoxifier. I'll give this to you in a second. In emergency medicine, that's medical at hospitals, NAC Plus is used as an antidote for acetaminophen toxicity, okay? Mortality due to acetaminophen, that's the Tylenol and all the over-the-counter NSAIDs, is largely eliminated when NAC Plus is promptly administered. The most common use of NAC Plus, liver support, but it shows tremendous promise in the treatment of neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson's.
And that's in the brain.
And this really surprised me. NAC Plus shows particular promise in the treatment of mental health disorders,
including
post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, depression, and drug abuse, and improves fertility in both men and women. Did you know that, dear?
Well, I hope it doesn't interfere with our family planning.
I think we have a lot of kids. It's nice, and it's fine, okay? And he says that NAC Plus counters the toxic effects of alcohol. It pre-toxes your body when taken before alcohol, minimizing the damage associated. A tidbit that may be useful to know in light of any holiday or any celebration. NAC is a form of the amino acid cysteine, which in addition to increasing glutathione, reduces acetaldehyde.
Okay.
Toxicity that causes hangover symptoms. Isn't that interesting?
It rebuilds the liver. How much more emphatic can I make it? It rebuilds the liver, regenerates the liver. The liver has the capacity to renew itself, okay, and to clean itself out. But the NAC is instrumental in that function. It helps to dramatically rebuild liver function, creating liver enzymes. And as the article previously stated, it helps the production, the creation of glutathione, which is a major anti-inflammatory in your body.
And just read this page, all the symptoms that Dr. Mercola is listing according to clinical trials.
Okay.
Not Mona, Dr. Mercola, MD.
Not Dennis, Dr. Mercola, MD.
Listing the clinical trials.
Word for word, just as the doctor wrote it. Aside from its liver protective effects, the research shows that NAC Plus helps to, one, prevent chronic obstructive pulmonary disease exacerbation. Well, you've heard my testimony ad nauseum.
Yes.
I won't go into that right now. It also improves muscle performance. It also prevents contrast-induced kidney damage during imaging procedures. It also protects against Alzheimer's disease when taken in combination with R-alpha-lipoic acid. Boy, those are two incredible
Just as you said a minute ago, absolutely.
It attenuates influenza when started before the infection. It reduces symptoms associated with ulcerative colitis. It treats pulmonary fibrosis. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Prevents asthma.
We've both found that a miracle. We both found that for our background.
Okay. It also improves male fertility by improving sperm quality and treat infertility in female patients with clomiphene-resistant polycystic ovary syndrome. I'm sorry about stumbling on that one word. I haven't heard that one. Clomiphene-resistant polycystic ovary syndrome. It also has been shown to reduce risk of premature birth and miscarriage.
Now, that's one I didn't know.
I didn't
either.
That
is so amazing.
And I didn't notice that about sperm either, because the sperm count in males today is about 50% of what it was 50, 60 years ago. Why is that? Because of all the toxins and the 60,000 chemicals in our environment today that weren't there 50, 60, 70 years ago. But the sperm quality and the sperm count is about half of what it used to be. So, The doctor goes on to say it treats different forms of cancer and protects against toxicity of radiotherapy. DNA damage has been shown to be completely blocked by NAC.
That is so, and that we have read that before.
I didn't know that.
But also one of the other things they listed in other the reports is the not only did it block the toxicity from those chemo drugs, but it made much less of them much more effective. Mm-hmm. It didn't stop them from helping. It made that they could be, this is what doctors have so-called searched forever.
That's
how
right.
can we give much less because they're so destructive?
That's right.
NAC Plus was shown to do just that.
Oh,
very little works, and yet it works effectively if you're using those kinds of drugs, but prevents the toxicity.
There you go.
Amazing.
It is amazing. I didn't know that, honey. It also, according to the doctor, this is, I'm just reading what the doctors have written. NAC Plus decreases in frequency, duration, and symptoms in patients with chronic bronchitis. It also improves symptoms associated with Parkinson's disease and ALS, amyotrophic sclerosis. It also treats HIV infection. It also reduces tissue inflammation. It also reduces your risk of insulin resistance.
Wow.
It also reduces symptoms associated with schizophrenia.
Whoa.
It also prevents addictive behaviors such as binge eating, drug addiction, especially cocaine addiction.
Wow.
And other compulsive behaviors such as nail biting by normalizing the neurotransmitter glutamate.
That is so important because so many people have what they have been told medically has to do with this neurotransmitter destruction and uncontrollable nerve reactions, right?
Well, the list goes on and on,
on.
It prevents depression, bipolar disorder.
Yes, we
it
just
improves
said
intestinal barrier function. It enhances the regeneration of bone, speeding up bone mineralization. Improves sleep and reduces snoring in those with obstructive sleep
reduces
apnea.
Reduces snoring. Okay, well, that'll be helpful to a whole lot of people.
Polycystic ovary syndrome.
I didn't know that either. That is
NAC Plus.
NAC Plus.
Remarkable. Nutrient. Again, yes. You want to feed the cells. The cell, well-fed cells give you good health. When the cells are deprived of nutrients, they don't function at an optimal level. And hence, we get all kinds of disease symptoms or infections.
Yes, and you know, I have to credit another wonderful natural doctor, and her name, Dr. Marlene Merritt, and she wrote The Best of Natural Health Connections, in which she talked about great nutrients and what they can do for you. And she spoke about essential vitamins to feed the brain. And she said here, vitamins are essential. They support normal brain function and your body's own ability to eliminate toxins. And she made a point here. She talked about big players for the brain with a super pure fish oil, yes. The cardio coenzyme Q10.
Mm-hmm.
Cardio coenzyme Q10 for the brain function at all. And certainly the European doctor said, and vitamin D3 at 5,000 or 10,000 units a day is extremely important. Additional vitamin B12 and B vitamins. But she makes another very important point here. She says, look for a product when you're taught multivitamin, she says, are critical. Look for a product that contains at least 100% of the daily value of each nutrient. Okay? And they should have, look at the supplement facts on the label with extra B vitamins in it.
Mm-hmm.
And can you talk about, that's exactly what we did when we had the specialists put together Healthy One.
Healthy One, or the Healthy One, is the multiple vitamin that we have in Alive and Well. And nothing magical about multiple vitamins if you include all the nutrients that are deemed necessary to create good health. But most vitamins on the market don't contain an optimal level of performance, of potency. They will get, if you look at a label on a vitamin, a multiple simply means more than one. So if you want to get a vitamin with six or seven different vitamins, that's the typical drugstore vitamin. The multi-level marketing program is all kinds of other products on the market. There's multiple vitamins. There's a multitude of multiple vitamins which don't really fit the bill as far as building health and life and nutrient content. But the Healthy One has optimal amounts of nutrients of good Lord, I don't know how many nutrients are in the product. It's all derived from vegetables. It's all natural source. It's all at an optimum level of potency and thus of performance. You know, if you look at a vitamin label on the side panel, it lists the number of the vitamins by name, and then dot, 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 and then it tells you how many milligrams you get per serving. Generally, the serving is one capsule or two. And then a couple more dots, and then it has percent of daily value. Well, percent of daily value is nearly always 100%, okay? But who determines the percent of daily value? Is that a panel of nutritionists? Is it a panel of holistic physicians? Is it a panel of from the drug industry? Yes. That's where it comes from, the bureaucrats and the autocrats from the drug industry and their influence on government policy. It used to be called minimum daily requirement. Now it's called percent of daily value. The same number of nutrient, same potency of nutrient, but they've changed the heading. So you're going to get percent of daily value is always 100%, whether it's 1.3 milligrams or 0.5 milligram or 5 milligrams. With a healthy one, you're getting optimal levels as determined by holistic nutrition physicians. And an optimal level is, well, it meets the optimum function of your activity during the day. You don't function at a minimum level. You always function at an optimal or the most effective mode of behavior, but the minimal is just enough to keep you standing and breathing. The optimal level is to give you the energy and the vitality to go through 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 hours a day with the most dedicated and concentrated effort, whatever the task may be at hand. That takes more nutrients than the minimum.
That's right.
And the minimum doesn't fulfill the bill, but the healthy one gives you the optimal level.
Optimal, okay? And organic greens and very high concentration of those B vitamins, which are critical for the nervous system and the brain, mm-hmm. and so many other functions, and all kinds of adaptogens, nutrients that people always want to know, why is my adrenals and why is my all my glands, because they can't adapt to the stress. Adaptogens are nutrients that help all the different glands, that help adapt to stress and fight off the deleterious effects of stress and help the body improve.
By giving you the vital components that create life in every cell.
Exactly. And, you know, speaking about creation of life, I want to go from that into a very important doctor thing, reports about the kind of diet to eat. And Dr. Start with Marlene Merritt again saying here that how ignorant we have been. Ignorance has been promoted about what to eat and what not to eat.
Of course.
And she says right here, which fats to eat and which fats to avoid.
Fats, F-A-T-S.
F-A-T-S. And she says avoid any, quote, hydrogenated fat and these oils. Avoid, she has highlighted, corn oil, vegetable oil, canola oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, cottonseed oil. She says replacing these inflammatory fats with the anti-inflammatory ones will help your joints to heal and your whole body to feel better.
And your brain.
And your brain and everything. She says eat these oils. Organic extra virgin olive oil, organic coconut oil, avocado oil, organic butter, and even lard, she says. Other anti-inflammatory fats. Meat that is grass-fed or wild, chickens pasture-raised organically, fatty fish, wild salmon, sardines, mackerel, herring, avocados, nuts and seeds contain healthy omega-3 fats that calm inflammation. So you've made this point so many times.
Well, the antithesis of healthy is non-healthy, and the non-healthy fats are the ones that she mentioned there, okay, because they contain omega-6. Omega-6 is inflammatory.
Just as she says.
Just like sugar is inflammatory.
That's right.
Okay?
She's talking about inflammation and how terrible those fats are.
Just like anything made with flour turns to sugar. That's inflammatory. So you might keep these little bits of information in your head. Anything made with flour turns to sugar. That includes what? Well, bread, pasta, bagels, cereals, grains, granolas, muffins, crackers, cookies, chips, all the doodahs, the whiz-bangs, the yum-yums and the wee-wees, all those things turn into sugar, and that creates cellular inflammation, fire.
And here is a top cardiologist, Dennis Goodman, MD, Director of Integrative Medicine at New York Medical Associates, all capitalized. Okay? This is top doctor, and he writes, why experts now think you should eat more fat. And he starts, I'll give it to you in a minute, hon. He says, less carbs, more good fat, says
less
the
carbs,
doctor.
Right.
And I'll start it and give it over to you. For more than half a century, the conventional wisdom, he says, among nutritionists and public health officials was that fat is dietary enemy number one, the leading cause of obesity and heart disease. That wisdom was completely off, and not just off, entirely backward, says the doctor. According to new studies from the National Institute of Health, a diet that reduces carbohydrates in favor of using fat, including the saturated fat in organic meat and butter, improves nearly every health measurement.
Yeah.
From reducing our waistlines to keeping our arteries clear, says the cardiologist, more than the low-fat diets that have been recommended for generations, he says. And here's his quote. The medical establishment got it wrong, says again the cardiologist Dennis Goodman, the director of integrative medicine, New York Medical Association. The belief system didn't pan out. And can you start reading right here, dear?
I'll read.
See
right
where the
here.
Finger is? Okay. Okay.
Just okay, folks. Word for word, just as the doctor wrote it. It's not the conclusion you'd expect given the National Institute of Health Studies parameters. Lead researcher Lydia Bazzano of the Tulane University School of Public Health pitted this high-fat, low-carb diet against a fat-restricted regimen prescribed by the National Cholesterol Education Program.
Right.
Quote, we told both groups to get carbs from green, leafy vegetables because those are high in nutrients and fiber to keep you sated or satisfied. We also told everyone to stay away from trans fats.
Right.
Those omega-6 we just mentioned.
Yes.
The fat-restricted group continued to eat carbs, including bread and cereals, while keeping saturated fat, common in animal products, below 7% of total calories. By contrast, the high-fat group cut carbs in half and did not avoid butter, did not avoid meat, did not avoid cheese. Most important, both groups ate as much as they wanted. No calorie counting, no going hungry. But 1 year later, the high-fat, low-carb group had lost three times as much excess weight.
Wow. Okay? Wow.
And that weight loss came from body fat, while the low-fat group lost muscle. Ooh.
We don't want that, do we, dears? We don't want to lose muscle. Thank you, carbies. Thank you, bad fats. Thank you. Lose muscle.
Even more persuasive, says the doctor, were the results of blood tests meant to measure the risk of heart disease and of diabetes. The high-fat group, despite eating nearly twice as much saturated fat, still saw greater improvements in LDL cholesterol, in HDL cholesterol, and in triglycerides. That phobia has been along for so many years.
Isn't this amazing? And here this is proven medically.
That's right.
And yet it's silenced. Go ahead.
Go ahead. This was enough to improve their scores in the Framingham Risk Calculator, which is a tool for predicting 10-year risk of heart attack. The low-fat group, by contrast, saw no improvement on their Framingham scores.
And that's a very famous, you know, the Framingham studies are the most famous of all of the medical studies. Go ahead.
And it's quoted here, I think the explanation lies in how the low-fat dieters filled the hole left by fat. They just ate more carbs. And let me turn the page.
Right, this is so important.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. And here, what this cardiologist, bless him, giving this report.
So, picking up, goes on to say, when we eat carbs, they break down into sugar in the blood. That's what I mentioned
yes,
earlier.
Yes, how many times have we said it?
That's true of whole grains, too, though, says Jeff Volek, a leading low-carb researcher at Ohio State University. The body then responds with the hormone insulin, which converts the extra blood sugar into fatty acids. So the carbs turn to sugars. The excess sugar is turned into fatty acids stored in the body fat around our middle.
That's right. I was going to say, that's how you can do it. And it was called, it still is, metabolic syndrome, mm-hmm. where the sugar is, the fat, especially when it's concentrated around the middle, shows that there is that excess sugar excess. That's what it's talking about.
Okay, it goes on to say, our blood sugar then falls, and that body fat releases the fatty acids to burn as fuel. But carb-heavy diets keep insulin so high that those fatty acids aren't released, says the doctor. The body continues to shuttle sugar into our fat cells, packing on the pounds.
Packing on the
but
pounds.
But we never burn it. Dietary fat, meanwhile, is the only macronutrient that has no effect on insulin or blood sugar. This means it's likely excessive carbs, not fat, that plump us up, says the doctor. Low-carb diets stop this vicious cycle, keeping insulin levels low enough to force the body to burn the fat again.
But just as we've said, and just as Dr. Malene Merritt and the others like this, it's the good fats. It's the good fats, not those other hydrogenated fats that are commercially used.
And the saturated fats are now considered good fats.
They are.
Because they are the ones that are instrumental in maintaining proper metabolism. And let me go on with the article. But isn't too much saturated fat bad for your heart? Asked the doctor. The evidence for that has really disintegrated, says Dr. Eric Westman, a bariatric physician and director at Duke Lifestyle Medicine Clinic. It is true that saturated fat can raise cholesterol, but as we now know, there is good and bad cholesterol. As it turns out, that a diet rich in saturated fat increases the former while decreasing the latter. Carbohydrates, on the other hand, do exactly the opposite. In fact, a new Annals of Internal Medicine review of 72 studies and hundreds of thousands of subjects found that no strong evidence that saturated fat causes heart disease.
72 clinical trials, the whole big investigation, and they're talking about the good saturated fats.
This okay. is a summation paragraph here.
Okay, go ahead.
The National Institutes of Health report actually adds to research that's been accumulating for years. It's something like the 25th clinical trial in the last 15 years to come out that's saying, with almost none going to the, saying the same thing, which almost none going the other way.
Isn't that amazing? Okay. Isn't that incredible? It's phenomenal, and it has to be known. And you know, this very month, there's a top medical clinic there. You know. And it's called Cleveland Clinic. It's always been very famous. It's a medical, and they put out about the heart and all of that. That's what they deal with.
Right.
And they have here, listen to this. For your heart's well-being, says the medical clinic, give up soft drinks. A large study in France showed that both artificially sweetened and sugary soft drinks raise the risk of cardiovascular disease. Researchers analyzed the soft drink raised the dietary habits of more than 105,000 participants in an ongoing national study. Of these participants, 79% were women with an average age of 43 in enrollment. They were followed for 6.6 years. During this time, 1,379 cases of heart attack, stroke, and angioplasty were documented. The women who drank large amounts, about 6 ounces, that's it. That's
six,
what they
and not did, even a cup.
No, of either sugary or artificially sweetened soft drinks a day, had a 20% and 32% higher risk of cardiovascular events, respectively, heart attacks and all, than those who did not drink either beverage type. Sugary beverages were defined as those containing a minimum of 5% sugar, including natural fruit juice. We have said that before, okay?
It takes 3 oranges to make a glass of orange juice. That's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, it is. And actually, one glass of fruit juice like that is 16 teaspoons of sugar. They have. Mm-hmm. The researchers involved in this study was published online in the capitalized Journal of the American College of cardiology. This is mm-hmm. huge. All doctors saying that just having one of those drinks had a 20 to 32% higher risk of cardiovascular events, means stroke, heart attacks, all of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, than those who did not drink any either artificially sweetened or the sugary soft drink. And people think it's nothing. Oh, I've got it. It's a soda, but it doesn't have any sugar. It's the artificially sweetened causes the same damage, just as the Cleveland Clinic showed in these.
Ironically, what I mentioned before about three oranges making the sugar of three oranges in a glass of orange juice, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't eat fruit. Okay, what holistic physicians recommend is to eat an orange, not three oranges. An orange, or strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, an apple, a pear. That gives you the natural sugars which your body can deal with, which is designed to deal with, or has learned how to deal with, the natural sugars and carbohydrates in moderate amounts or to minimal amounts of sugars and carbohydrates. They do not create the excessive inflammation that the added sugars and the chemicals do. Aspartame is a major,
terrible,
major negative.
Yes. And you know, one doctor is very angry at us. He's out there, and he's been outside of the room where we're, you know, putting together the radio show, okay? And he's angry because when we were talking about the nutrients for the brain, And this is, you know, Dr. Bruce Ames, MD, okay?
That's the guy outside?
Well, he's outside banging on the door because he had a few things to say and we didn't include him.
Oh.
So before he gets really angry, knocks down the door or comes on the mic and says something, you know, that type of thing.
Well, if you hear the thumping in the background, folks, it's not Dr. Ames, okay?
Okay, so he says brain pick-me-ups that work even for 100-year-olds. I didn't know that. I'm not quite there yet. But thank you, Dr. Ames. Maybe I looked that way.
All right.
Okay. He said, if your brain ever feels foggy or sluggish, meet Dr. Bruce Ames. He's a renowned biochemist, and certain nutrients dramatically energize your brain. And, of course, he said, acetyl-L-carnitine.
There you go.
And he says, all the patients that took, the 100-year-old patients, good grief, and they had significant memory problems. And he was talking about the mitochondria, the powerhouses of your cells. Just as you said, Den, they had fatigue and muscle weakness. After taking acetyl-L-carnitine, something amazing happened, says the doctor. These patients, the 100-year-old patients, not only improved their memory and language skills, but had much more energy, stronger muscles, and less body fat.
Hallelujah.
Ho, ho, ho. At the start, the volunteers were suffering from memory loss and fuzzy thinking, you know, all of that. But then they go, but he also found another one that we've talked about a lot. He says, thanks to a special kind, he says, a fat that erases 12 years off your brain age.
Uh-huh.
He says, thanks to a special kind of fat called PS, that's almost like at the end of a letter. PS, don't forget this one.
Right.
Phosphatidylserine. You can take 12 years off your brain age. This was shown in a groundbreaking Stanford study. In the study, Stanford scientists gave a group of volunteers in their 60s PS daily for 3 months.
Phosphatidylserine.
At the start, the volunteers were suffering memory loss, fuzzy thinking, but after just this limited time taking PS, their memory was so much sharper and more reliable. Not only that, but every single volunteer who took PS improved their ability to learn and recall new information. They improve their ability to focus and concentrate, to reason and solve problems, and their ability to communicate.
And
but
vocabulary,
here's the most
vocabulary.
Yes. Vocabulary. I have vocabulary.
I did not say vocabulary.
You said, well, I'm speaking like the Brits do. Vocabulary. Okay? Is that good? Can you understand
does that? Does that mean something like vocabulary?
It is, but the Brits were where we originally learned our language. You know, articulate. Articulate like the Brits do, all right?
Okay.
That's part of your background.
Right,
articulate.
Yeah.
And we met at the Shakespeare Festival. He was British, remember? Willie was Brit.
Back to
the doctor. Here's the most amazing thing.
Say so, yes.
Here's the most amazing thing. While the average age of the volunteers in this study was 64, the study results showed they had the brain power of age 52. It's like their brains had traveled back in time, says the doctor, to when they were smarter, fresher, and more focused. If you want a brain that thinks and feels younger, no matter your age, then PS is a must. It's interesting, Den, because I remember many years ago when we were with Jeff Donnegan, the top nutritionist, we had radio shows together and all of that, and he showed us the information that doctors had learned about phosphatidylserine, or PS, and this fatty acid, okay? He showed us, okay? And the doctors who had people who had cognitive decline, it showed, and they took imaging of the brain. The brains were like dark black with just areas of blue. Most of it wasn't functional. But after just a very short time on taking the proper dosage of the PS 100, you know, the correct doses of this natural fatty acid, the brains became bright orange and bright yellow in just a short time.
Wonderful.
So we have certainly used that all these years.
And
so
that
we
was
can
just
sit here and do this and so, and sing and dance along with you.
And that was just 65-year-olds. What about 80-year-olds, 87-year-olds,
right,
and 90-year-olds?
Even 40-year-olds can do a whole lot better
right.
and not get into the 65 pit.
That's for sure.
That's because right.
Because at 40 years of age, you don't have the mental facilities that you had when you were 12 and 18 and 20 and 25 and 30. As you know, aging is not a regenerative procedure, it's a degenerative procedure. And nutrients help to maintain a more moderate rate of aging and slows down so many of the degenerative aging symptoms. You're just getting old. That's the name
of
the game.
All of that. Well, you can change everything, right, dear?
And drugs don't improve your aging. They reduce symptoms. Yes, that's what every holistic physician reminds us, that drugs have a place. They reduce symptoms. But the minute you stop taking the drugs, the symptoms blossom all over again, whereas nutrients help to rebuild, regenerate, renew, and restore natural cellular health.
Right.
And that's the important part, the cells. Those little infinitesimally tiny microscopic things called cells.
Right. And when you want to rejuvenate and regenerate all these wonderful things, you come to Alive and Well. You come to Alive and Well. You have the most magnificent. Remember, forget about the thing of elimination of toxins. I like the word substitution. For the toxins and the bad sugars and all of these bad fats and all that stuff, use the nutrients. We've got them there. We have the magnificent food that you can enjoy and love, and you're eating organically and doing that. And don't forget all the great choices that, and everybody says the best prices and also the best combinations are all there at, and remember too, you can call our 877-4950, 877-4950, Alive and Well for any of our services, shipment, anything, setting aside, having it there for you. And remember, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Nothing like that. Don't put people on or off medications. But you can make an appointment with no charge, with Dennis or with Mona, whoever you choose. It's all right. We're okay with it. In a beautiful, comfortable area, you can make that appointment. We'll sit one-on-one with you, all right? One-on-one, and just share the information. And it's enlightening. It's wonderful. We're helping without any charge, but make the appointment, 877-4950. We're there for you. We are there for you right now and always, okay?
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.